You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It seems like we preview this game every single week, Sunderland versus Watford. 8-5 Sunderland to win the game. The draw 23-10 with Watford 9-5. And I've got absolutely no idea what's going to happen. If Sunderland lose this match, they will be bottom of the Premier League on Christmas Day. And 21 of the 24 sides to be bottom of the league at Christmas have been relegated that season. And that's maybe the kind of percentage you'd expect, in all honesty, Tom, as well. Defoe's never scored against Watford. I suppose he could get on the score sheet here.
He could do. And, you know, you kind of look at where they are in the league. Doesn't this tell you everything you need to know about Watford, maybe more than Sunderland? Sunderland, the bottom of the Premier League. Watford are 10 points better off than them, which is a sizeable advantage at this stage of the season. Yet Sunderland are the favourites. I'm just saying, if it was any other team, I think it's because Watford can't be trusted. Away from home, they've not been great. Watford have put in displays that live long in the memory, and I mean bad ones. Burnley, yeah. they beat Middlesbrough. I don't know how. They didn't play great there, but that Burnley one for me, if I think of Watford, that's what I think about, and just how weak they were. And I'm looking at Sunderland and I'm thinking, at home, they've not been too bad, just in terms of scoring goals. You know, when I've got two sides like this that have been, I wouldn't say out of form, but mixed form, I'm looking at goal scoring, and I'm looking at the fact that Sunderland at home have only failed to score in two matches this season. One was against Everton, where they didn't play well, and Everton blew them apart in the second half, but they gifted goals to them. And the other one was against Chelsea. So they're scoring goals at home. They've got no problem there. And they're up against the Watford side, who have conceded 6 at Liverpool, 3 at West Brom and 2 at Man City, albeit Liverpool and Man City and West Brom this season aren't in Sunderland's league. But they are conceding goals. They're looking pretty leaky. And they're a team that either fancy it or they don't. And I just think with that squad, away from home, long trip north, pre-Christmas match, I can't be backing them. Can I back Sunderland at 8-5? I probably can, you know. I still think there's something all right about this Sunderland side, and they're far from out of it. I think, unlike previous years where that stat is obviously reeled out about being bottom at Christmas, I still think there's enough in there for them to cling on, and I think they're certainly better than Hull and Swansea. I definitely think they're better than the two teams directly above them, but they've got to try and move up the table. I think there'll be goals in this one, and I would look at both teams to score and overs, but ultimately I think Sunderland will win the game. So I'm going to take Sunderland to win and over 2.5 goals at 11-4.
8-5 Sunderland to win the game on the outright as well. I quite like that analysis from Tom, Derek. I think Sunderland might be the bet here.
I'm not so sure.
No, not so sure.
Watford, first of all, do you think their players wake up in the morning, look at the league table and think, how are we 11th? We're crap.
Yeah.
Because they don't ever seem to move. They're always around 9th, 10th or 11th without ever seeming to win. That's a terrible indictment of the rest of the division. I mean, they've won 6 games this season, which is exactly double the number Sunderland have won. Sunderland, you mentioned them scoring goals at home, but in the last 4 matches, they didn't find the net against Swansea, they didn't find the net against Chelsea, and they didn't find the net against Liverpool. So they urgently need to find another striker or another net, because I just don't see them scoring goals. Defoe seems to be, I say he blows hot and cold, but at the moment he seems to be blowing cold. Watford have just decided, I have not got a single clue about. But these kind of fixtures are within their compass. I don't think they're going to be, you know, getting points on the road against big teams. But Sunderland away, it shouldn't fear, and you know, it shouldn't frighten anybody. And 2-1, I actually think that's a big price. You know, you started off, Tom, questioning why are Sunderland favourites. Well, I'll finish saying that. Why are Sunderland favourites? They shouldn't be.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.